Well, if I can find a queue action from somewhere, I'm going to love it.
The backlash makes me horny.
We're up for the banter.
It's a comedian.
Hello, welcome back to That Josh James Show, a podcast for the geezers
and their birds.
As ever, I'm joined by Romford's number one podcaster, Chrissy White, aka White Boy. What a guan, son.
How are we doing, mate?
I'm good, mate. You all right?
Yeah, really well. Good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to be back, mate. Fucking weather's miserable. Looking forward to summer.
I was just thinking when we got out of the motor, I am fucking really looking forward to the summer.
Yeah, do you know what you were talking about earlier? Like summer nights when you can go out like in a pair of shorts, nice little maybe like Ralph Polo
it's
or something.
It's a good feeling.
It's a good feeling.
Shorts on, maybe a little jumper to put on later if it gets a little bit chilly. I love them nights.
Do you know what though, mate? Summer's better when if you're carrying the weight in the summer, it feels uncomfortable.
Yeah, so this is another thing I was thinking. The reason I'm really looking forward to the summer is because I've put the graft in the winter.
Yeah.
When are summer bodies made?
In the winter.
In the winter, mate.
Yeah.
So I've been grafting hard at it. Come t-shirt weather, I'm going to be ready. And it's a nice feeling.
You're going to be tops off walking down Romford High Street.
No, I am not that guy.
You're not that guy?
No.
I think...
First of all, there is no Romford High Street.
Nah.
Yeah? It's called North Street.
North Street, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, eyeball's going. I was just saying, I've got this uncontrollable left eye twitch. Can you see it?
No. You're good.
I'll let you know.
You're good.
And I'm thinking, mate, we're going to be recording Monday. What's going to happen? Look, it's going again. Left eyelid, man. No, I don't know what it is. PTSD or something? Yeah, ADHD?
Probably the...
Something like that. Anyway.
Probably the growth hormone.
These geezers who walk you... Probably because I've been sticking growth hormone in my eyeballs.
Got what you said about the gym, yeah?
No. The people that walk around with their top off in town centres.
Yeah.
No good, mate. I want to banish them people out of the country as well.
Yeah.
You know what? Ever since that episode, I've just been thinking about more and more things that people I just can't stand.
Them blokes, it's always, they're not usually in the best nick, are they?
No, and even if they are, there's just no excuse for that.
They've got some sort of England tattoo.
Yeah.
I just don't know why. I even think it's a bit disrespectful if you go abroad. And like, even if you go get a bit of a lunch, you're on the beach and you go get a bit of lunch.
Yeah.
I find it a bit disrespectful that people to sit down at the table.
In the restaurant with their shirt off.
Well, even if it's like a beach restaurant. Like, no, you have a t-shirt that you put on.
Yeah, of course.
I think that's...
Even like, what I'll allow, shirt, you can leave the buttons undone.
Yeah, that's okay.
Put a shirt on.
Yeah.
That is the bare minimum.
People don't want to see your hairy nips when they're tucking into their paella.
No, mate. Not at all.
Wind your neck in. My dad taught me that. Because I was like, no, it's fine. I'll sit here.
Exactly.
He goes, no, you put... He goes, oh, but I'm like, Dad, it's hot. He goes, no, you put a t-shirt on when you eat.
When you're in the restaurant.
I was like, okay, fair enough.
Mark Burns literally said the same thing. We was on my brother's stag do. We're in Benidorm. And this geezer's sitting the other side. One of like, my dad's mates come on holiday. He was like, mate, do you think I want to look at your tits while I'm eating my fucking
dinner? He said that just random geezer. Yeah.
He's like, put your shirt on.
Yeah.
This is the thing, right? We got brought up properly, Jamesy. Yeah. We weren't dragged up.
Nah.
We understand, like... So my dad's like, you go to a funeral, you wear a black suit. With a white shirt and a black tie, right? You're at a beach place eating, you put your shirt on.
I would
on.
Say with a funeral.
You know, like them rules, yeah?
I was supposed to go to the Plum's granddad's funeral the other day.
Oh, was that recent?
Yeah, Thursday.
R.I.P.
It was. R.I.P. And I was literally, I had my shirt on and my black jumper. I don't have a black suit. So I'll wear a white shirt, black jumper, black
robes. I'll allow it.
And black suit trousers.
Yeah.
And I was... about to go out the door and I was ironing my trousers and I put a bloody hole in the trousers.
Did you really?
So I didn't end up going to the funeral because I didn't want to turn up in like grey jeans because I thought that was disrespectful.
I completely agree with you.
You know, and I'm not, you know, I weren't close to his granddad, whatever. Mm. I was only going to show a bit of support for him and I thought, actually, I think it's more disrespectful if I turn up in a pair of jeans.
Yeah. You're better off not going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, see them little things that are passed down from generation to generation. Unwritten rules, little ways of handling yourself. I think they're very important. And I'm going to try and instill them things into my kids.
Yeah.
Because I think they're really important, mate.
Yeah. You see, my missus keeps on having a go at me recently because I always go, like, one of my catchphrases when I'm at home, I go, oh. I eat something and I go, oh, I'm a fat cunt.
Right.
I just go, oh. I'm bored of being a fat cunt.
Yeah. What
and
did
I
you
go
eat?
Around and I say, I had like a big pack, I had a cup of tea and I had a whole pack of bourbons.
Did ya?
Dipping them in. And I'll just do it. And as soon as I do it, I regret it. And
you
I'm
feel
just
bad.
Like, oh, I'm a fat cunt.
It's not worth it, is it?
Yeah. Now I look at myself in the mirror, I go, I'm a fat cunt.
How many calories in a pack of biscuits?
She goes, when he comes out and he goes, fat cunt, I'm going to blame you. And I was like, okay, I need to wind it in. But yeah, I got in the shower the other day. And I've been going, yeah, I've been lifting weights.
Of course.
I've been an absolute...
Go check my Insta story if you want to see Jamesy in action.
Listen, I've been absolute Romford this morning. I'm this close to sticking needles in my ass. You know what I mean? I'm not far away. I'm right on it now, you know.
Flirting with it.
I'm flirting with it.
Yeah.
You know. But that's the thing. I don't want to get the fucking... It's obviously, it's side effects, isn't there?
Well, so I hear, yeah.
Yeah, like the... Left eye twitching. And
you freak. You absolute freak.
and the balding. But anyway, move on.
You imagine? James is hench and bald.
Mate, I would be, but like, if I didn't have my hair, you pull it off, mate. I wouldn't be able to pull it off. But what was I fucking talking about?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I was about to jump in the shower the other day and I was like...
Started feeling yourself?
No, I had my top off and that, and I just went to the missus. I went, like, do I look in good shape, yeah?
Yeah, what'd she say?
She went, yeah, there's nothing of you. And I went, oh, no.
That's not what I was after.
That's not, I'm going for, like, that there's more of me.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, no, yeah. And then she started laughing, and I'm like, you fucking cunt. There's nothing of you. There's never been nothing of me.
I'm trying to put a bit on.
I'm trying to get a bit of shape.
Just so you know, so how long have you been training?
A few months.
How many months?
Yeah, no, but I go on things where I'll lift weights for like 5-6 months and then I won't do it.
Yeah, it's all about consistency, bruv.
Of course it is, yeah, but yeah.
But I've been training for 6 months and I'm only now really seeing like big differences. You know what I mean? It takes a long time.
Yeah.
What are you fucking looking at? Bro, why are you being a prick?
No shortcuts.
No, there ain't no shortcuts in this game.
No shortcuts.
There's no shortcuts,
absolutely,
mate.
Absolutely no.
Dedication, hard work.
Yeah.
Consistency.
Lots of protein.
Loads of protein.
Yeah.
Lean gains.
But anyway. Next. RSB. That reminds me of when we were talking about dad's death. I got fucking blinded.
What's he been up to?
So... I see the plum the other day and I'm talking about his granddad's funeral and he goes, mate, I can't believe I've never told you this story.
Right.
And I went, have I told you about the OSB story when his dad died? I went, nah. So his dad was, God rest his soul, was in a hospice, you know, as often happens when you come towards the end of your life. And the OSB gets a call, say, look, he's got a couple of hours left. Get yourself up to the hospice, you know. He gets up there. I think the OSB's got a sister and I think he might have a brother as well. Not too sure. But I know he's got a sister anyway. They're like, right, unfortunately, you know, your dad's passed away. But he's in there and, you know, to say your last goodbyes. So they're like, okay. So the OSB and his sister are like...
Are you sure this is funny? Because it sounds horrific.
I mean, it's pretty dark, but listen, it's classic OSB.
Okay.
You know, finding, just being a cunt at some of the most darkest times in your life. You know what I mean? Yeah. So he's like, well, I'll go in there first, you know. So he goes in there, you know, it's emotional, saying his goodbyes. And then he sees in the corner, obviously he's got grandkids, you know, their kids have been to see him previous days. There's a pair of sunglasses there. So he's like, OSB's mentality is like, I can't pass this one up. He puts the sunglasses on his old man who just passed away, goes out to his sister, goes, yeah, go on, it's your turn.
Yeah.
His sister comes out 2 minutes later. For fuck's sake, Wes, can you not have a day off?
She's clocked him straight
away.
She's
gone in there, and the last sight she's seen of her old man is him with fucking sunglasses on, looking like Stevie Wonder. Yeah, you know what I mean?
So he's actually dead.
He's actually dead. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like,
yeah, that is classic OSB.
That's classic OSB.
Yeah.
Just have a day off.
He's seen the sunglasses. He's like, oh, she's got to do it.
And you can just imagine after, like, it's traumatic time, and he's just like, come on. Come on, babe, you know. Come, babe, I couldn't.
I had to do it.
Come on, what an opportunity. You know.
Yeah, Fucking hell, mate.
Yeah, what a fucker.
Yeah, mate. My dad's getting old, mate. You know how I know? He keeps doing like really stupid shit, like borderline dementia shit. You know what I mean? He's like forgetting stuff.
Mm.
So my mum and dad are in Miami at the minute. I went away last Monday. I gets a call Monday late at night, about 11 o'clock. Bearing in mind they're going on a road trip. They're flown into Miami. They're renting a car and they're driving all the way down through the Florida Keys. It's like a road trip. They're staying at like 5 or 6 different gaffs.
Yeah.
So I'll get a call 11 at night. Mate, we've landed. I ain't got my driving license with me. He's trying to rent a car. Right. So I'm like, fuck's sake. And bearing in mind, I did this. Luckily, my missus had her driving license with her, so she rented the car. My mum ain't got hers. My dad ain't got his. He's like panicking. Don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, right, where is it? He's like, it's indoors at his house. So I've gone around there, got the driving license, gone on the FedEx website to like, how quickly can I get a package to America? And it's like one working day.
Oh, that quick?
Yeah. You have to pay. It was like 85 quid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. For like, no weight. So like, more weight, it gets more expensive. You know what
fucking
I mean?
Hell.
So I've jumped on
it. How's it getting there that quick?
They must fly it. If you send it by midday, it'll be there within 24 hours. So I'm like, all right, sweet. Jump straight on it. Went on a website. What are you sending? So I'm like, driving license. He's like, can't send driving licenses. Oh. Right? It's like,
so you had to lie.
Official documents. So I got a, you know, like a photo of a scan picture of a baby.
Yeah.
We got a photo of my new baby, little scan photo in like a tiny little frame. So I've took the photo out,
nice.
Put the driving license in the back of the frame, tied it all back up, wrapped it up in bubble wrap, posted it. Gets there the next day, he's like, oh my God, thanks, fucking save me.
Smuggling shit.
So I had to smuggle my dad's fucking driving license into America so he could enjoy the rest of his holiday, right? And it's just like little things like that. He keeps doing it all the time. I'm sitting up watching telly the other day. So you know like AirPods?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like... fuck's that geezer got in his ear holes. I'm like, what? He's like, it's just like he's got a couple of bent fags hanging out his ears. Like, you know, people put a fag behind their ear. He thought this geezer's technique was like he put them in, but they were bent. What's that? Bent fags. Fucking lost the plot, mate.
Yeah. Mate, I see it. My daddy, like, he asked me the same question like 3 times.
Mm.
You know? He'd be like, well, you got a gig tonight? No, not tonight, Dad. 10 minutes later. You gigging tonight? No, I'm not, no. Do you want to lift anywhere tonight for your gig? No, Dad, like 3rd time.
Like in 3 different ways, not just the
and
same thing.
And in the 4th time, you go, have you got a...
Really?
I've asked you that, and I've asked you that. Yeah, 3 times already,
how
Dad.
How old's your dad?
He'd be 70.
Oh, really?
Man, yeah, he'd be 70.
Oh, so he's a bit older. My old man's like... low 60s.
But mate, they listen, geezers get geezers like our dad, they've worked hard their whole life.
Yeah, well look, we were saying this, I think it's something to do with like the amount of stress, the yeah. amount of like they've had to graft. Like my old man's body's breaking, he can't lift his shoulder up past there. He's going in for a new he's already got a new hip, 2 new knees. He's got to get both his shoulders done. Yeah. Like he's falling apart.
My dad don't like, I don't know if he don't like wearing belts, but
right.
You don't often see him with a belt on. Right. So you can always see about an inch of his crack at all times.
Oh, really?
Like just anywhere. Like, and he'll catch you unawares, like you forget about it. And then you look around, you'll be like, oh, yeah, dad's arse.
He's got his ass crack hanging
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
That's a strange one.
Yeah.
Well, you just get him a belt.
No, he has got belt.
He just doesn't like wearing
it. He's just old school, you know what I mean?
No, I don't think that is old school. There's something going on there, bruv.
Yeah.
He's always got his bum all hanging out.
But no, do you know what it is? Like in our family, right? We don't, if you ever see my ass, I've got no ass. Yeah. I've got like a shovel bum, yeah. It goes just like, boom.
Well, that's what he used to call me when I worked at Mitchell's.
So basically where I don't fill out, and like my dad's the same, where he don't fill out the booty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's a white frame.
Then it's more likely to slip down.
Of course it is.
And show, you know what I mean? Show the crack off.
When
yeah.
I used to work at Mitchell's.
Show the crack off back off.
Mitchell's Barbers. Shout out Mitchell's.
Yeah.
They'd be like, Steve, the governor. He'd be like, What do you do? Do you go down the building site every morning and bend over and get them wet you on the bum with a shovel? What's happened?
Yeah,
shovel bum. That's what they always call me.
Yeah, we're
just
a couple
no
of shovel bums.
Yeah.
A couple of shovel bums.
Yeah, I think you actually got some booty though. This episode is brought to you by London's leading secondhand watch specialist, Kettle Club. Kettle Club are an independent watch dealer who sell a range of luxury brands all at different price points. If you're looking to buy or sell a watch, then they really are the people you need to talk to. I love Kettle Club sponsoring us because they're actually a brand I used long before this podcast even started.
Yeah, I've dealt with other watch dealers before White Boy, but for me, Kettle Club offer the fairest prices and the most honest and professional service. The boys there really are a pleasure to deal with and I won't go anywhere else. And I don't want you to either. So go and see them at their showroom by London Liverpool Street Station just next to the Anders Hotel. And if you quote that Josh James Show on inquiry, you get 15% off of polishing for your watch. That offer is brand dependent. Back to the show. With me?
Yeah.
No, I've got legs. I've got no booty.
No back. All front.
It's all, yeah.
Look. All quad. Yeah, no, you ain't. You have got a shovel bum.
Yeah.
What's this?
What? That's my love handles, man. Yeah, that's not great, is it?
Yeah, you're brave, though.
What do you mean I'm brave?
Getting it out on camera.
I don't give a fuck, man.
Talking about my old man getting old and doing stupid shit. Have you ever met my uncle? My uncle Albert?
No.
So he's
that... Sounds like a euphemism for your old boy.
No. I have actually got an uncle called Albert.
I know I'm getting my kit off, but you keep that in your pants, mate.
So my uncle's like, well, similar to my dad. If you meet him, you're like, oh, they're fucking brothers. You know what I mean? Just like similar geezers. He lives in Wales now. He drives a lorry, mate. So where he was, I don't know what he's delivering, building materials or something. Anyway, it's proper windy where he was in Wales. So he's opened the door of his lorry, gone to get out, and the wind has
taken the door off.
Slammed the door into his face, knocked him spark out, right? And he's landed in a puddle.
Oh,
he's nearly drowned in a puddle, yeah, because he's been knocked out. Luckily, there was someone there, so like pulled him out of the puddle, and he was like, where it was cold water, like the shock of the water woke him up. He nearly drowned in a puddle.
Oh, that's sore, isn't it? Death by a puddle. Yeah.
Knocked out by a van
that
door.
That sounds like the way that I'd probably go.
Yeah,
I'd
knocked out by a van. It's that Final Fantasy shit. I know, what was it called? Final Destination. You remember that film?
Yeah,
where it was like, if you cheated death.
It's your turn, isn't it?
Yeah, and it would just be like something outrageous would happen and you'd just die. It's the fucking... The lorry door knocks you out and you drown in a puddle.
Uncle died, mate. Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, shout out Uncle Al.
Drowned in a puddle.
Mm.
Yeah, that would not be a good way to go.
No, so you got saved.
Shout out Uncle Albie, mate.
Yeah, Uncle Alb's a G.
Been watching Celebrity Big Brother.
I mean, I've seen some of the stuff that's been happening. I don't actually watch it.
No, I've not been watching it
per
se.
Are you talking about Sharon Osbourne?
I've been talking about, Sharon Osbourne. It's been interesting what she's coming out with.
Yeah, she's...
So she's not actually a housemate. They just got her in there as a lodger because they can't... they couldn't afford her full fee.
Is that what it is?
She's still got paid, like, for a week, though, she's getting paid 500 bags. Mad money.
So just go stir shit up.
Yeah. So she goes in there. She's a bit outspoken, isn't she? And she said this about Adele, which I thought was interesting. Sharon mocks Adele in brutal Celebrity Big Brother dig. Sharon Osbourne has delivered yet another brutal blow on Celebrity Big Brother, this time mocking Adele. Since her arrival in the house on Monday, she shared a candid views on celebrities, including James Corden.
Yeah, your mate.
Your mate, she cunts him off as well.
Yeah, I know, I saw that.
Ellen DeGeneres and Anna Wintour, whom she branded a C word.
What's Anna Wintour?
I fuck knows who.
Vogue.
Really?
Yeah, I
all
think it's
I know,
Vogue.
Based off what Sharon Osbourne says, she's a bit of a cunt.
Yeah.
In the latest episode, which she aired on Thursday the 7th of March, Osbourne set her sights on Adele, highlighting what she believes to be someone like you singer's exaggerated British accent.
Mm.
Osbourne did a mock Cockney impersonation of Adele saying, oh, love, oh, I'm Adele, I'm so English. Osbourne replied, it's like, cut the crap, you don't talk like that anymore, just sing, just be true to who you are. But she does all this old English, you know?
I think she is being true to who she is.
That's exactly
by just sounding like what she fucking sounds like. Look, Adele can do no wrong as far as I'm concerned. She's fucking incredible. Have you seen the state of Sharon Osbourne's face?
Mate, you see, I actually think Sharon Osbourne's quite fit.
No, she's not, mate. She looks like... Do you remember that film, Mars Attacks? She looks like one of the aliens out of Mars Attacks, mate. Her face is fucked. She's had too much surgery. I mean, I'll have it what she said about James Corden, because that sounds about right. But I ain't, I ain't having it about Adele.
Sharon Osbourne, I'd smash it. I would. 100%.
I don't know what she thinks she's doing to herself, mate.
I'd smash.
500 bags for the week.
Yeah.
It's a nice little piece of money, though, isn't
it? I'd smash it for half of that. True that. But yeah, no, this is the thing, because I heard Adele talking recently, and she don't talk like that no more. She's like, she's done what Mark Wright and Rylan have done.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? She's
heart radio voice.
She's trying to go like, she's like, hey guys, yeah. You know, she's more like, like this. You know what I mean? And I watch it and I'm like, come Adele, you're our girl from Tottenham. Yeah. I want to see just be yourself. So you know we're there where Sharon's calling her out for not being herself by putting on like this mock Cockney accent or whatever. I'm like, no, that's what Adele is.
Yeah, she's actually not being herself. I actually putting thought on this it the new other little way. Gentrified accent.
Yeah, she's got like she's gone like she lives in LA now and she's trying to be all, you know. I don't know why people do that when they climb up the social ladder.
Yeah,
it's almost like to be accepted by them people. You've then got to drop that accent of where you're from, who you are, you know?
I get it. I do get it.
I don't get it, though. What? Why, though?
Well, look.
Because that is half... not half what's made her successful, but everyone knows, you know, amazing voice, but she's the girl next door, you know? Mm. That sort of thing.
We're a product of our environment, right? If you're around certain things, you are going to absorb it. So it's almost like... she probably never wanted to sound like that. So there's times, like, basically... my mum and dad, like, are from the East End, and I had mates that, like, was sounding proper Cockney, like, when we was younger. And I wasn't taught to, like, talk like that, and I wanted to talk more like fucking yeah, like, rand. You know what I mean? Them sort of words. And I would say, like, round.
My mates are like,
rand. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And I, like, loved it, and I wanted to sound like that. But my mum, like, even though she's from Acne, she's quite well-spoken.
Yeah.
So... I get what she's saying. Talking like that is like gimmicky. If you want to move up in certain, you have to like be a bit more eloquent.
Yeah, but I don't see why. No, see, I don't agree with that.
Well, look, one thing that does piss me off is when people move to Australia and they start sounding like Aussies.
Yeah, but I think that's unintentional. I think someone like Adele was maybe made an intentional effort to sound more
potentially. Maybe
LA
it was unintentional.
Or, you know, but Mark Wright is a prime example. He can switch it on and switch it off.
Yeah.
You know, he can go from geezer to, hi
guys.
How you doing there? This is Life is a Roller Coaster by Ronan Keating. You know what I mean? He can switch it up, but he can also be the geezer of fucking West Ham.
Yeah.
Fucking West Ham. You know what I mean? He can do a bit of both. And I respect that because he's got, I guess, people, you know, if they're listening to Heart, they don't want the Mark Wright that's going to shag your bird. You know, they want the Mark Wright that's...
Yeah, plus Mark Wright can do no wrong, well, in my eyes.
No. But yeah, that was interesting to me that she come out and said that, because I thought it was the other way around, actually, of like, why is she talking in this sort of posh way at the moment?
Yeah, I personally think she's gone in there to do exactly... She's doing exactly what she's been told to do. Go in there, stir shit up, cause a load of fucking drama and leave.
She's at that age, though, where you can just get away with it, though, isn't it? Because
old is she?
Oh, she's old. I think she might be 70s, late 70s, maybe.
Late 70s?
Yeah.
She's still got all her marbles.
Yeah, but it's you sort of get to an age, like, I remember when I used to go see my nan in the home. She's, like, late 80s or whatever. And she just gets away with, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just,
old people do get away with a lot of shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just saying, like... like some of the stuff she said, I think, if someone said this on the street, like, this is a hate crime, you know what I mean? But you can...
Yeah.
It's cute when an old girl says
it. Funny enough, someone mentioned something to me the other day about, like, what it was like growing up in, like, the 70s and 80s. And they're like, well, what it would be called today is child abuse. You know what I mean? It's a similar sort of thing, like, different times, isn't it?
What, in what way?
You know, like, certain things that happened, like, to children, like, just, like, day-to-day... how children were treated in the 70s and 80s. Beatings, like, getting the cane, you know what I mean? That sort of shit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but we get slapped as kids, though, didn't we?
Yeah, I used to get slapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, so today, like, that's not really allowed, is it?
I mean, I've never slapped my kid.
Nah. I smacked Theo. I smacked him on the bum a little bit, but not hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I threatened him with it. I'm like, do you want to smack on the bum? And he's like,
nah.
I never actually fucking do it.
Yeah.
Soft, mate, our generation.
Yeah, soft, but...
Soft parenting. I see that was in the gym and it said, it was like Loose Women was on the telly. And it's like, are you guilty of soft parenting? And like, I am.
But not if you slap him, no?
No, I don't slap him. What I'm saying is, compared to what it was like with us growing up, and even if you go back another generation, what it was like for our parents growing up, like the treatment they got, we're soft as shit these days.
Do you know who else who I see his accent the other day and I was like, oh, you changed, man.
Who?
So your mate, Peter Pirate. Petey Wicks. Now, obviously, he's spending... after we spoke about him actually on the podcast, a lot of people messaged me like, oh, you know, their podcast is really very successful. He's very, very big.
Okay, so this is the guy that was on I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah, posh guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Because he's been spending a lot of time around him.
So they've got like posh. A little bit of a double act, really.
Right.
You know what I mean? They've got a bit of a double act going on, and he's obviously the posh one, is sort of like the excitable one.
Right.
And then Pete is like, plays sort of like the miserable sort of character.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But it's funny, this come up on my browser feed on the Instagram. And I was like, your voice has changed, man.
Mm.
See what you think of this.
Right, so thanks, everyone. We've hit 100,000 on, what is it, Instagram or something? Great. Is that basically what you wanted? Well, I don't care, though. Why have I got to thank them? I couldn't give a fuck whether they follow or not, though. Okay, all right, fine.
So he's playing a character here, right?
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously buzzing.
Followers. Cheers. Well, I am faking it because I don't care.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I really do. He sounds like the other geezer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's more like... It's more like he's trying to go for them sort of presenter vibes now.
Yeah, no, it definitely is,
Do you see
is,
what
mate.
I mean? Yeah, he's trying to go... It's a bit like... It's a bit like this.
Yeah, it's not for me.
You know, it's a bit like, thanks very much for, you know, that sort of thing.
I mean, who knows, though? Can you imagine, like, one of or like we get into a position where it's like we're rolling in them circles. Who's to say we're not going to start sounding like that? It doesn't have to be all the time. But I do like that what you see is what you get approach.
What, with us?
Yeah. I don't change that much, no matter who I'm with.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the posh guys had a bit of an influence on him.
100%.
But also
has he had an influence on the posh guy?
I'm not so sure, but it just seems, you know, he's gone from sort of knocking about James Locke, who's, you know, dagging him out.
Yeah, my pal Lockie.
Your pal Lockie. Mm. To a geezer who you know what I mean, is on Made in Chelsea.
Mm.
So
he was on Made in Chelsea, that guy?
He was on Made in Chelsea, that guy, yeah. But it just makes me think.
What's his family history, do we know?
I don't know, they're all fucking rich on there.
Old money.
They? Yeah, but it did get me thinking, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, if my career takes off, then maybe I'll, you know, I'll be swapping Romford's number one podcaster with, you know, some twat from private school, you know?
I don't think it'll go well, mate.
Well...
You end up sounding like Peter Pirate.
Yeah, but you see what I mean? Yeah. But I don't know whether they do that to get themselves more jobs in the presenting or whatever.
I reckon maybe. Or is it just subconscious and it's something that just happens?
Yeah, maybe.
That's another option.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to think I wouldn't change.
But they are. I think their podcast is really flying, you know, and people really like them. I mean, 100,000 followers on their Instagram.
Good luck
to
them, mate.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Good luck to
them. I mean, one thing I'd say is he's going like, oh, I'm not bothered if people listen to it.
He's bothered.
You're buzzing. Let's have it right.
He's definitely bothered.
You're a reality TV star.
Well, what you just explained then about the character that he's trying to play.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. I'm not bothered. Of course he's bothered.
But I wonder if people buy into that and they're like, oh, yeah, he's not. Of course he doesn't care. Well, of course he does care. He was on Towie. He's a reality TV star.
It is a little
star.
Bit more original, though, to be like, thanks so much, guys, for 100,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just being like, no, I don't care. I suppose it's an interesting original take on it.
Bit of an original, yeah. I suppose it's
not
like
just doing a normal shit.
It's an old school double act, isn't it? You know, yeah. one really happy,
yeah, and one miserable,
really, and one miserable, You know, we don't really have that, do we, with this?
No, so what are we then?
I don't really
both
know.
Both just enthusiastic. You're definitely more argumentative than I am.
I'm more argumentative?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. You are. No, I'm not.
You definitely are. Because I'll say certain stuff and you're like, well, no, because of this, you know what I mean?
I'm not argumentative.
What?
Do you think I'm argumentative?
I would say you're more argumentative than I am.
I would say
I'm very agreeable.
I'd say I get you at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really arguing.
Because you do talk
you.
A lot of shit.
Yeah, I just talk shit.
And I've started clocking you now. When you go to say something, I'm like, I can tell by your face if you actually mean it or not.
Yeah.
Because I used to go, really?
Yeah, buy into it.
Yeah, now you're like, you do this little eye thing and I know what you're about.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask you, but you know, is there anyone in your life who's you feel like has massively changed?
To be honest, look, you asked me this question a couple of days ago and it's like, not really. And like anyone I could say about it, it's like, I'm not going to bring it up on the fucking podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be like, oh, maybe this geezer's like cake now and he's fucking does some pricky stuff.
Okay.
But not really. What about you?
I've got a bit of an awkward one.
Go on then. I want to hear it.
So, you know, I love you, man.
It's me.
You know, I love you. Yeah. But, you know, obviously, listen, the podcast has been going from strength to strength. You know, Chris White's become somewhat of a local celebrity in the RN1 postcode. We was out the other day. And this young lad must have been about 8, come up to Chris and was like, oh, White Boy, Rumpf's number one podcaster, can I have a photo? And he was like, fucking get away from me. No photos. And
so this is obviously not true.
I could not believe it. I couldn't believe it. Not only was this kid 8 years old, he was also in a wheelchair. And I just thought, I can't believe that, you know, that he would... Of course, I got a photo with the 8-year-old in the wheelchair. And then I was just like, on your way, mate. And I pushed him free. And I was like, roam free, little man.
You're free now.
You're free now. And he went rolling down that hill. And it disappointed me, really. I thought it really, all this podcast stuff, and he's got his own podcast now. It's the 44th biggest health and fitness podcast in the UK. And it's just, the man has changed. If I can compare him to anyone, I'll say he's like the Rumford James Corden, you know. But listen, we can't all stay grounded, you know, like me, of course. You know,
yeah, no, mate, look, it was nice. I appreciate what you did. You obviously took some time to write that absolute fucking farce. You know what I mean? Of course it's not true. You think I'm honestly not going to have a photo of a fan? Jamesy, if someone comes up to me and recognises me and asks me for a photo, I would be so buzzing. You think I'm not going to jump all over that?
Well, the reason why you didn't...
I've signed 3 autographs.
The geezer was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And you said, no, I'm not bending down. I've just done leg day at the gym. So you had reasons for it, to be fair.
You talk shit.
You had reasons for it.
You talk shit.
And, but I'm just saying, you know, don't believe... You know, don't just there's more to this man than what you see on his podcast.
So look, all I'm saying is I love the way you thought about this like 3 days ago. Yeah. When you messaged me saying, by the way, this is what we're gonna talk about. Give me an example for this, and you're like, fuck it, I'm gonna stitch him up. And that's what you land on.
Listen, you listeners will believe what they wanna believe at the end of the day. But that is I'm just gonna leave that out there and I'm gonna let the listeners decide.
Whether that was true or not.
Whether that, you know.
Maybe we'll do a little Instagram poll.
Yeah.
Do you think Jamesy was just talking shit? Or do you think that was the truth?
No, I think the poll should be something along the lines of his, I mean, we all know he's got a busy life, but is White Boy wrong for not wanting to get pictures with young fans in wheelchairs?
I hope to God we haven't got any young fans.
No, true.
Is there a parental advisory thing on our podcast?
Don't know.
I think there probably should be.
Going back to what we were saying earlier, I wonder if listening to this podcast is a form of child abuse, because some of the stuff we talk about is quite, you know,
yeah,
it's quite edgy.
Well, I have to be careful. I'll have it on. My boys, I do know that
some listeners listen to it with their kids in the car.
Yeah. Well, I do.
Be great to know who's our youngest listener. Who's our youngest listener? If you can get in touch. If you are below the age of 16, maybe get your parents to get in touch. Because that'd be weird, wouldn't it?
This is what I'm saying. It would be weird if we had fucking 8-year-old fans.
But we might do.
Yeah.
Well, we do. And, you know, you've got to start giving them the time of day because the listeners are what make us what we are.
Okay.
You know, don't you ever forget that.
Yeah.
Don't you ever forget that.
If you're going to read, just make sure you've got the bill payer's consent. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you've got the bill. Yeah, of course. I'll tell you what, I've done for that once. Like, come, you ever done that? Like, come down. Your mum and dad have got the phone bill and they're like, what is all these numbers? Like, when you first find that station on Sky, like 961 Babe Station.
No.
Yeah, I run up like some fucking mad bill. I can't remember how old I was at the time, maybe about 11, you know. Yeah. But it's just, yeah, I don't know. It's just a buzz. It's just a buzz. Yeah, but do you know what people are calling, mate, I keep getting it on TikTok. Mm. People saying I sound like Jay from The Inbetweeners.
As in, completed it, mate?
Completed it, mate, yeah. I don't think I sound like
What's
him
his name, something Buckley?
James Buckley.
James Buckley. Legend, by the way.
Yeah, oh, absolute legend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. He's someone who I feel like he got that role and he's sort of leaned right into it. And he's having a fucking career off the back of it.
The thing is, though, after he'd done The Inbetweeners, he played the young Del Boy in a BBC thing.
He did.
He, you know, but if, mate, acting's a hard game, you know what I mean? It's like,
acting
so he's gone down
game.
The YouTube route. He's got his own podcast. I mean, mate, be a dream guest to have on one day.
Let's reach out.
Yeah.
Where does he live?
I think he's from Dagenham, but I think he lived in Brentwood for a bit as well, you know.
Okay.
I think he might have lived on the East Ham estate somewhere.
There's potential we could get him on.
Yeah, definitely. I think, we'll definitely try our best. But, I mean, listen, you know, I'm not going to make the effort to try and get him on unless you start respecting our listeners.
Okay, I promise I'll try and do better.
And on that note, I think that's our that's another episode, mate.
Nice.
Yeah. What they got to do on YouTube, mate?
Go over to We Are L17's YouTube channel. That's where you'll find this podcast. There's some other podcasts on there as well. Check them out. If you like this video, leave us a like. Leave us a comment if you want to get involved and hit the bell icon if you never want to miss a video.
Yeah, lovely stuff. Just to let you all know, guys, that my work in progress show at the Etc. Theatre in Camden on Friday the 24th of May is now on sale. I'm doing it with Andrew Mentor, so go get tickets for that. You know what to do by now. If you're listening on a Spotify, the Apple Podcast, go give us an honest 5-star review on there. And we'll see you all next week.